And a few minutes now on a largely forgotten story. Nearly 3 years after the revolt that toppled Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, some are still internally displaced in that country, including men from the western town of Tawurga, who were accused of siding with Gaddafi's forces by their neighbors in the city of Misrata. After Gaddafi was killed, Tawurga was attacked. Thousands were forced from their homes. Many of the men were jailed. And 2 years later, Tawurgans across Libya are living in refugee camps and still can't go home. The BBC's Rana Jawad reports.
The children are getting ready for another school day. They line up in a desolate courtyard and chant for the revolutionaries and freedom before setting off to class. But it was the revolution that brought them here. A community ripped apart by the civil war, the people of Tawarga call some of Tripoli's abandoned construction sites home. One of the women here shows me around her small living space, only lit up by a new coat of pink paint on the concrete walls. It's damp and sparsely furnished. Her friends and family soon join us. Nearly every family from Tawarga has a relative who is either missing or still in detention in the city of Misrata. Khairiya and Sabriya are upset. They're fed up with the living conditions. When it rains, the water floods the mattresses of my children. Morale is really low. The children get ill and depressed. We don't want charity anymore. We just want to go back to our town, our homes. No house, no salary, nothing. What is this? I'm crying over the situation I'm in, the way I'm living. Our men go out and they get detained. What kind of treatment is this?
Rebuilding Libya and the ties between its people is proving to be difficult. Some of the people here seem to be resigned to the idea that they'll be in camps like this for a long time to come.
Fighters from the city of Misrata rounded up many of the Tawargans after the war, most held without trial and viewed as supporting Colonel Gaddafi's troops. I meet a young man who has only just been released. He's reluctant to speak of his time in detention. He only tells me he was 16 when he was detained, along with his father and brothers, and he's now looking to study and work to help his mother. There is a view today that in the absence of transitional justice, it will be difficult for both communities to ever live side by side again. Wasim al-Kabir from Tripoli's local council is responsible for the Tawargan camps in the capital.
The Tawargans have lost a lot. They no longer live on their land. But Misrata was the victim first. Today, everyone needs their rights addressed. The government is obliged to give everyone their rights back.
A new generation of Tawargans are being raised in camps, treated like foreigners in their own land. If the grievances of both communities are not addressed, this may well pave the way for an endless cycle of revenge.
That report from the BBC's Rana Jawad in Libya. You're listening to Here Now.